from the Washington Times.
Welcome back. Hour number three now underway. It's 5:06, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. So now Jeff Cooter is here. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy. I was worried there. I thought maybe you had like a heart attack on the air or something.
No,
you're always so punctual, 5:06, yeah. And I'm waiting, and then boom, the line goes out. I'm like, Andy.
It's one of those things that, you know how it is, when you're on the radio, the last thing you want to do is lose your voice, and that's exactly what happened to me. It's my fault, because I was eating some junk food earlier. I had a couple of little crackers, and I think...
It's the crackers. That stuff will just clog up your throat.
All right, listen, I want to get to your column today, because it's right on target. It talks about the hypocrisy in all of this, this whole Trayvon Martin story, and Obama's involvement into it. I'm sure that lots of people are commenting on it today.
I mean, it's to me, Andy, look, it's stunning. I can't believe the president injected himself right in the middle of this. We don't know all the facts. We now have George Zimmerman's, the alleged shooter's brother, come out and say, look, the medical records are going to clear my brother. He was worried that another crack or two on the pavement, and he'd end up a vegetable in a diaper for the rest of his life, and he thinks the facts are going to clear him. Now, look, we don't know. It's his brother. But what I find remarkable is you have members of Congress wearing hoodies being thrown out of the chamber. You have people like Maxine Waters immediately pronouncing this to be a hate crime. You have Al Sharpton whipping up racial tensions. You have Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan. The list goes on, claiming that all African Americans, all blacks are now under siege. You have, amazingly, you have now the liberal media coming out and saying conservatives are politicizing this, conservatives are to blame for this, that somehow it's Florida's Stand Your Ground law that is responsible for this shooting, when a basic fact check shows that both Democrats and Republicans practically unanimously voted for Florida's Stand Your Ground law in 2005, and plus it looks like this law doesn't even apply in this case. So, Andy, what you're seeing is everybody is trying to exploit this young man's death, including, and I'm going to say this because nobody else has the guts to say it, including the boy's mother. She's going out now trademarking his name, wanting to make sure that she and her family get profits from T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, potential rap songs that are going to be used invoking the name of Trayvon Martin. Everybody's exploiting this kid, and yet nobody knows all the facts. And so whatever happened to the presumption of innocence, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, have we not learned from things like the Duke LaCrosse case that you shouldn't rush to judgment? So you have an investigation taking place. And I said this to my wife earlier. I believe George Zimmerman's life is now ruined, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I think he's never going to live this down. I think, first of all, the prosecutor is now going to be almost politically forced to press charges. What you're seeing now is essentially mob rule. Because if the prosecutor does not press charges, if she does not file charges against George Zimmerman, I think you're going to see a race riot.
Mm.
So they're going to have no choice but to file charges against this man. Whether he's convicted or not is another story. But what we're doing now is we are politicizing murders. We're politicizing high-profile cases. And this is not good for our criminal justice system. It's not good for the rule of law. It's not good for race relations. And the man I blame in particular is the President of the United States, because he could have doused the flames. He could have, you know, pressed upon it at a press conference. He could have said this. He really could have said this. We don't know all the facts in this case. My FBI is on it. My Justice Department is on it. A special prosecutor in Florida is on it. I want to assure everybody who's interested in this case, this will be thoroughly investigated. Justice will be done. Now, I'm asking all sides to tone down the rhetoric, step back. This man is still innocent until proven guilty. He will eventually have his day in court. And I want everybody to step back because I don't want a race riot. I want everybody to disengage and let the criminal justice process, let the law take its course. Now, had he said that, that would have been an act of a statesman. That would have been the act of a responsible president. Instead, Andy, he had to go on about how if he had a son, he would look just like Trayvon. He's going on about soul searching as if somehow implying this is somehow a race case, a white on black killing or shooting, a potential hate crime, when he knows none of the facts. And you would think after that Cambridge police officer incident 2 years ago,
yeah,
with his buddy Louis Gates, Professor Gates, that he wouldn't stick his foot into something that he has no business sticking his foot in. So, Andy, what I believe is now happening is this. I think the Congressional Black Caucus is now politicizing this issue. They now realize that Obama's reelection is in jeopardy. They now want to inflame racial tensions. They want to galvanize the African-American vote. Because as I point out in my column, the assumption is that African-Americans will vote for Obama. They will. But they will not vote for the numbers that they did in 2008. He got 95% of the vote.
Yeah.
The last time that happened, literally, Andy, I looked it up, it was when David Duke, the former Klansman, ran for governor in Louisiana. That was the last time,
wow,
that a Republican lost the African-American vote by 95%. That's not going to happen again. They're facing soaring gas prices. Unemployment is much higher in the black community than in the white community. They have record foreclosure rates. They are being decimated under the Obama economy. So they all have only one option left, and that's to play the race card. And that's where Sharpton comes in. That's where Jackson comes in. That's where Farrakhan comes in. That's where the new Black Panthers come in. And that's where Obama came in. And, Andy, I just want to say this. I never thought I would live to see the day in modern-day America where you have a black supremacist outfit, the new Black Panthers, get away with putting, it was $10,000 when I wrote the column, it's now been up to $1 million,
yeah,
a bounty on George Zimmerman's head saying wanted dead or alive. This is something you see in Africa. This is something you see in Latin America. This is something you see, frankly, in the Middle East. We're a nation built on the rule of law. We don't just put bounties on people's heads and say, I'll pay you $1 million if you kill them. Where is the president speaking out against this? This boy, this man is going to be killed, potentially, George Zimmerman. His family is now facing death threats. You can see blood in the streets.
Yeah.
We don't have vigilante justice in America.
Well,
this is not the way it's supposed to work.
And the interesting part about that is, if this were a white supremacist group coming out with a poster like that and putting a bounty on someone's head, the Department of Justice would be climbing over them 100 people strong.
Andy, they would have broken into their homes. They would be arrested. They'd be facing criminal charges. Essentially, what they're calling for is kidnapping. They're calling for kidnapping, and they're inciting a potential murder. Now, the last time I checked, that's a crime.
Yeah.
Now, this is the same Black Panther Party that intimidated voters in 2008 at a Philadelphia polling station, and Eric Holder's Justice Department refuses to prosecute. So, again, when I say the president is playing racial politics, he has been doing it for the last 3 years. This is a man who believes in the ideology of Reverend Jeremiah Wright. He sees the world through a racial lens. I don't. I believe we are all equal in the eyes of God and under law. I'm not interested in Trayvon Martin's skin color. I'm not. Or George Zimmerman's skin color. I'm interested in justice for a 17-year-old boy whose parents had to bury over a month ago. That's all I care about. Why is everybody injecting race? And this is what I find most disgusting. And, Andy, I know we have to go. But in a diverse country like ours, as multi-ethnic, as multicultural as it is, when you start playing with tribe, race, ethnicity, you are sowing the seeds for racial division and a potential race war. This has destroyed countries like the Soviet Union, like Yugoslavia. Just look at the Balkans. Look at African states. When you start doing this, playing the races against one another, when you let that genie out of the bottle, you can't bring it back in.
I agree. Have a good weekend in spite of it all, Jeff. Thank
God
you.
God bless you, Andy.
See you later. Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times, 517, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.